We try our best to mind the Lord. As Lord said, I appreciate everything that's already been done this morning and said. I might have just a little bit on my heart here. We'll try to read. We'll be reading some in 2 Kings, in the 2nd chapter. Thank you, Jay. Like I say, we just want to remind the Lord, we've got a thought on our heart this morning. And, may start reading, I believe, over here in Galatians, but we'll just keep the place there in 2 Kings. But I want to maybe want to start reading out here in Galatians, the 6th chapter. I didn't know for sure if we'd read there in 2 Kings first or here, but just bear with us. Bible starts out here in this first verse of the 6th chapter of Galatians. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden, and let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And I'll just read that ninth one too. It says, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And if you turn back over to 2 Kings. We might read quite a bit here for just a I believe we'll read. We'll just start the first verse. Just pray this morning. Just want to mind the Lord. He says, and it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel, and the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha, and said unto him, knowest thou that thy Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee. And the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And so they came to Jericho, and the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, and they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it. And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more. And he took hold on his clothes, on his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that had fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went over. I'll stop reading right there, maybe. And there again, where we read over there in Galatians, just want to touch back on that just a little bit more there, maybe in that fourth verse. He said, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. And that's where the Lord's had our heart. I've been reading this here maybe for a little bit and thinking on these things a little. And I thought about Elisha here at this place in his life, and how that he had watched Elijah walk. He'd watched, and I know that we've heard this preached, and we've heard it a lot of times, no doubt, and read it. But I want to try to remind the Lord of what He's laid on my heart this morning. As Elijah had watched Elisha walk in this life, there was something about Elijah that Elisha wanted. There was something there that he didn't just want it, he wanted more of it. And not to say that Elijah wasn't a great man and wasn't doing great works, but Elisha saw something so much that he wanted even more of what he had. And I thought about this, and it'll take the Lord to help us to bring this out this morning. But how did the Word of God say Elisha saw something that he wanted? But there had to come a time when he departed. He walked with Elijah because he respected Elijah. He loved Elijah. He saw that God done a work in Elijah's life. But there came a time he wouldn't leave Elijah. He wouldn't leave him. And I got to thinking on that, how that a lot of times there's people sitting in the house of God. Jim's praying this morning. Those people are sitting in the house of God this morning. You've watched what the church had. You've seen the goodness of God in the church. You've witnessed these things, and it's so instilled in you. The goodness that's at the house of God, the goodness that's in the people of God, that you know better than to even leave the church. You come, you watch, you witness, and then honestly within yourself, there's nothing can take you out of here right now because you believe so much in the church. Elisha believed in Elijah. Elisha believed in what Elijah believed in. I believe there's a lot today sitting in the church, sitting on a pew, that you believe in what the church believes in. And you're following and you're walking and you're trying to be as close as you can to what the church is. But they come a day when Elisha realized hey, that Elijah was going to be taken from his presence. And that no more could he walk by sight anymore in what he was seeing, but there was going to come something that he was going to have to get a hold of himself.
There's more to it than just being in this church. There's more to it than just being in the presence of God's people. I believe there's a lot Isaac had seen the goodness of God, seen the blessings of God. I believe they wanted. I believe they desired it. I believe they see the goodness of God and the power.
You know, Elisha witnessed some great miracles
at the hand of Elijah. I believe if some sitting in here, you witnessed the power of God that's moved through this very church and through the people of God, Gail. You've seen miracles. Hey, you're a witness of the thing that God's done in here, Bobby Griffin. They've seen prayers that's been prayed at this church. Lee Pete, hey, since I know I've been here, hey, these prayers that's been prayed for people. And you've witnessed the miracles of God. You saw the hand of God move upon lives.
And you can prove who God is by the works of His people.
Elisha can prove the power of God, and he can tell you all about what Elijah had done. David Woody, he can tell you how God had moved upon Elijah's life.
But he wanted something for himself.
Don't you want something for yourself? Yeah. You know this, come the day. But Elisha, he's going to be, Elijah, he's going to be separated from him. But Elisha needed something for himself. Then a man's got to prove his own works.
Yeah.
David, Elisha wasn't going to get the power of God. Elisha wasn't going to go to heaven because of who he was walking beside. I promise you this morning, there's a lot in here. You might think you're going to heaven because of who you're walking with here in this world. You might think you're going to heaven because of who you're sitting beside. Hey, but I'm going to tell you something. Hey, Elijah had to depart. Elijah had to depart from Elisha one day. Hey, but I'm going to tell you something about Elisha. He wasn't going to get too far away from where that man was. He saw something in him. He saw something he had that he wanted. Hey, I believe today there's some of sitting in the house of God that knows what they want, that knows what they need. Hey, they know better than to get too far away from this. But they're just waiting for their time. Hey, I'm going to tell you, there did come a day when Elijah got departed from Elisha. The Lord took him up out of here, and he came quickly.
It's been real easy
Hey, just to be a part of what Elijah was doing. There comes a time when that wasn't going to be enough. He's a lot sitting in church today, he's just been riding it out. That ain't going to do it. Taken to church. You won't have to live Elijah's life. I'm just giving it to it's you like God's going to give it to me. There came a place in Elijah's life where he had a choice whether to walk with Elijah or stay where he wanted to be. There's plenty of people telling you, Cliff. Don't you know he's getting ready to get cut from you? And even Elijah himself would say, stay right here. Don't come with me. Even Elijah was willing. He was willing. I'll leave. If this is where you want to stay, you can stay here. Do you really think Elijah wanted Elijah to stay? I don't. I believe the time turned around. He said he's still coming in. I believe every time Elijah said, just stay here. Just stay here, Elisha. Then he took a step and Elisha said, I ain't going nowhere as you ain't. I believe on his soul. I believe on Elijah said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you something. You come to an age. You come to an age where God says you can leave me if you ought to. You come to a place in your life, that little fella right there, he's going to come to a place where he can leave if he wants to. And the word's going to come by and it's going to say it's your choice. It's going to say you can tarry in the world. You don't have to go with me. Hey, this commandment you youngins read out this morning, there'll come a time in your life where you don't have to stay with them. You'll have the choice. And God will tell you, you can go out of the world, you can have all of it you want, or you can come follow me. He's not forced one person into this. That's a choice. And Elijah gave Elisha a choice. And I'm going to tell you this. Every time the Lord sees you are still going after him, it makes him happy. It was him. He don't want you, Isaac, to choose another way. He don't want you to go after the things he said was an abomination. He don't want you to go after the world and after your own pleasure. Hey, listen, no devil will say, well, the Lord wouldn't have put it there if he hadn't wanted you to do it. Huh? Be not deceived. God's not mocked. No, you can make all the fun you want. And you can try to make it sound like that the Lord wouldn't have gave it to you if it wasn't all right. There's things here that he wants you to choose him over.
That's right.
He's not tempting you. He just wants you to choose what's best. Elisha, he's seen what was good. He's seen what worked. And I believe as long as we keep our children in church, they'll see what's good. As long as we train what's right, they'll see what works. He followed him right up to where Elijah knew that it wasn't going to be long, but he had to leave him. Poor Elijah took out that mantle, wrapped it together, and smoke the waters. What do you think he's doing? He's showing Elisha the way. Elijah was showing me there's fruit in what I've got. There's power in what I've got. Just a couple of times, he looked around and he said, "What do you want, Elisha?" "I want a double portion of what you got." There comes a time, young, when the Spirit was moving through the church. You see the power of God through the men of God that through faith reached down and got a hold of something themselves. You see the children of God stand and testify in the Spirit and in the power. And you've seen them get a hold of the mantle. You've seen them wrap it together. And you've seen them smoke the waters. You've seen the waters part. You've seen the ability to cross through great obstacles. I'm going to tell you something this morning. The Lord's looking this morning and said, "What do you want? What do you want? Do you want another portion of what Conley's got in the Spirit? A double portion of what Linda's got in the Spirit? A double portion of what old Cliff's got in the Spirit?" I ain't talking about natural stuff this morning. I ain't talking about earthly goods and natural wealth. Hey, Matthew, I'm talking about some corn and wine that you read about this morning. I'm talking about some things that come from weaving between the porch and the altar. Hey, I'm talking about some good spiritual things that came down. Hey, from the blowing of the trumpet at the solemn assembly. Hey, I'm talking about some good blessings, Melipeak, some benefits of God today. You've seen the waters get smoked, and you've seen the blessings and the deliverance of God. What do you want? Only another portion of that? What sounds good? I'm going to tell you, with an old natural eye, I can lay $1 million on this front bench up here. And I can tell the world, if you come up here and get it, you can have twice that amount. And the world will run out of that natural stuff. It's all I got to do is walk up there and go after one, and I can have two million. He did turn that door off. He just back there, Bill. And I'm telling you this morning, you can have double what you think's up there this morning in this hour. Or two. Triple, quadruple, whatever you want to call it. You've seen what God's got. You've seen the power. Well, you've seen what God has. Don't you want more of it? Elisha said, "That's what I want." And Elisha said, "Well," he said, "you've asked a big thing. You can see me depart from here." I'm telling you this morning, do you see yourself when the church leaves you? And I ain't talking about some rapture where you get left behind either. I'm talking about spiritually this morning when you see yourself separated from the church. I'm talking about spiritually this morning when you see yourself on a different path than where the church is going. Hey, Elisha, hey, he wanted to be took up to the same place Elijah was going.
That's right.
Hey! He wasn't wanting the natural benefits. I don't read where Elijah was a rich man. I don't read where he had a whole lot in this world. Hey, what do you reckon Elisha was a woman? A double portion of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, the church is heading somewhere you ain't going this morning with your eyes. Hey, you know what? The Lord's allowing you to see the church get brought up. The church get brought up above this world. He's allowing you to see a good man of God this morning stand up here and tell you how good heaven is. I'm not talking about me neither. I'm talking about this man. Stood in Sunday school this morning and preached. Matthew Peake stood this morning, brought a wonderful lesson about the goodness of God. And you know what the Lord lets you see? He lets you see the church get drawn up out of this old world. Now, can I get a hold of it, preacher? There's something that Elijah left behind. There's something that Elisha had to get a hold of. Was there power in the man? It was a man, it was a cover. Where did the power come from? The faith and what to do. Let's prove the old works this morning. There come a time in Elisha's life when he couldn't cross that river by himself. Elijah had led the way. Elijah had showed him what needed to be done. But Elijah went for him to take him across. And then maybe this morning, the church gets lifted up in spirit. The church gets brought up. I want you to know something. That's something you can get a hold of if you'll bend over and get it. Yeah. Elisha looked down. He reached down and he picked up the same thing like he had a hold of. But you know what he had to do first? He read what he had. There's a lot sitting in the house of God today. You're going to have to get rid of what you're wearing.
That's right.
Your own set of pride, your own set of will, your own strength, your own glory, your own understanding. You're going to have to rent that this morning. You're going to have to tire that off. You're going to have to get rid of what you're looking at, what you think is your salvation's based on. And you know what you're going to have to do? In faith, you're going to have to bow yourself. And you're going to have to get hold, hey, of what Cliff's wearing, what Isaac's wearing, what David Wood is wearing, what the rest of the church has been wearing. You're going to have to get the same thing. That same thing that covered Elijah was the same thing that covered Elisha. Hey, you can put your faith in the man all you want to. Hey, but I promise you this. Hey, the power of God ain't in thee, ain't on thee, right? It's in thee, right? It's the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Hey, you can get a hold of the man all you want to, and it won't save you.
That's right.
You can look like Charlie Freeman, you can act like Charlie Freeman, but without what Charlie Freeman had inside, you're going to hell. You can look like Darrell Williams, you can dress like him, talk like him all you want to, but without what Darrell's got inside, you're lost. Well, prove your own works.
What do you mean, preacher? Listen, you know what prove means? I'll read it to you. To experience. To try by suffering or encountering. To gain certain knowledge by some act of our own.
You have to prove something. You have to get hold of it yourself.
That's right.
You know how Elisha got a double portion? You know how he got the power of God? Don't you know he'd been a hold of Elijah a few times? But that day, when Elijah got took from him, hey, you better see yourself by yourself this morning. Yeah. Elisha didn't look around and see nobody else that day. Yes, hey, Cliff said it this morning. Hey, he said, if I was the only one, hey, I know God saved me. If I'd have been the only one out there, I know God would have come and died for me this morning, early fall. Hey, if it had only been you, you got to see it. Hey, if it had only been you, Wilma, hey, you got to see it. You better see yourself this morning. Elijah got took out of his presence. He stood there by himself. He had a choice. He could turn and walk back. But he came that far. He wouldn't go nowhere. I believe the Lord knows you've come this far. Let me tell you this. He's not going to reach down there and just lay that lady on you. Elijah could have took that lady on. He could have took it before he went.
He could have laid that on him himself.
You know what he would have had on? Just an old rag.
There's too many preachers going around trying to hang a man along the onions.
That's right.
There's too many going around. Hey, that ain't willing to let it fall and let them reach down there and get a hold of it.
That's right.
Brethren, we've met to worship.
Hey, except that holy man come down. Hey, and you reach out and get a hold of it yourself. Hey, it ain't going to do you no good. Hey, it ain't my place.
David Woody to save nobody.
It ain't my place to give false hope. It ain't my place to be laying nothing on nobody. Hey, I've got to let the Lord lift me up out of this world and let it fall for somebody else.
That's right. Amen.
Let me decrease if you may increase. Elisha, what's the last Elijah go out of here? And you know what he had to do? He had to reach down.
How am I going to get it, preacher? It's reached down.
It's right here in the altar. Just reach down and get hold of it. You tear off. You reach yours. What you've been wearing. What you've been having trust in. What's been keeping you warm. What's been covering you. Tear it off. Spiritually this morning, you reach down. What you soon cover. Higher tables. The Bunny Wilsons. Tony Freeman's. The good men of God we've already seen go on. The good men have seen this church improved for years on end. Matthew Shane. I can name them.
Do you want to know something?
There's not salvation in me.
But there's salvation.
What kind of wire when they stood behind this pulpit? In the spirit
that they preached in.
In the beautiful faith that we preached about the other day. How beautiful are the people that have preached the gospel. Many land titles. Little feet looks like mine, Cliff.
Yeah.
That really does nice. A boy when you stand in the spirit. You get to walk in the Holy Ghost. I don't see no Cliff's dirty feet. No, I see feet as though they've been burned in a furnace. Them's the beautiful feet.
Them's the one that walked this path.
My old feet died and dry up the grave somewhere one day. That ain't beautiful. Hey, but the spiritual side of this is what I'm talking about.
Hey,
the mantle that God dropped. Hey, it was faith. Hey, in God Almighty. You put your faith and trust in Jesus this morning. You know what Elisha left there and done? He walked right back and did the same thing that Elijah did.
And he smoked the waters and they moved.
The same power from the same God. You talked about walking in steps and them people that love going to church.
This morning, Cliff.
Walking up Lower Big Pine, hearing them shout on the way to church. Hearing them weep on the way to church. Hey.
They had something you wanted, didn't they?
I do. That's the truth.
They had something they wanted. I don't want to put no glory in man, but Henry Rice had something I wanted. The good man of God, that I'm through time that I've known of love, had something I wanted. I watched him walk this path. I've seen him make their way out of the house of God. Hey, I remember Papa telling my aunt one time it come a bad storm, they walked to church. Hey, she said, "Daddy," said, "there ain't nobody gonna be there." Hey, he said, "Me and you will be." Why do you reckon he done something like that? Hey, God, he loved the Lord.
That's right.
He had something that was bigger than everybody else.
Why are you here this morning? Because everybody else is? You hear where Isaac could see you and say you come? Would you come because you love the one that died for you? I pray this morning. They suddenly walk this way because they see somebody else walking it. But once they got here, they realize I'm going to be there come down here. Let your light so shine that others might see your good works and glorify God. Your light's got to shine that others can see, faith. The path to get down here. But once they get here, they realize they need the same light you got.
Romans, the 12th chapter, says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." I don't see where he said "our." He didn't join us together in that right there. He put, "That's yours. It's mine." "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Listen. "That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." That ye may prove. What was proved again? That's gaining a certain knowledge by some act of your own.
You prove God by looking. You can prove God by looking at man. Do you know what he wants you to do?
Prove what is your good and acceptable will of God.
That's the thing you got to prove. Can't prove it by telling what Isaac done.
Can't prove it
by telling what Conley done. When Elisha returned from that walk that day that he took, he proved his own life. He proved he believed in God. Can you prove your mom and dad saved by their walk? Can you prove your mother and father saved by their walk? Can you prove your brothers saved by the way he walks? Can you prove your sister saved by the way she walks? Have you been taking your own experience? Or are you just going on everybody else's? You have to have your own.
And I promise you this.
You got it. There'll be proof. You reckon they noticed when Elijah Elisha went back, he wasn't wearing his garments no more. He was wearing the same mantle that Elijah had on. Listen.
Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove.
He went back to prove what he had.
He got transformed, didn't he?
He didn't get conformed to this world, but he got transformed. You've been saved, you've got something in your life, and you took it. You took off your old one, and you put on a new one. And you're not walking in the path you used to walk. I've got a walk God set me on. I've got a path God put me in.
The preacher, I thought we was all on the same path.
We're on the same path, going to the same place. I tell you, we're many members in one body. We're all walking together.
We've every one got our own way in this, but the Lord uses us.
My young
can't get through because I'm a preacher and a pastor. Community chapel.
My youngins can't get through because I got saved. That's an office of hope for them. So they had to find it. What about she had a rich man to get a hold of her? For nothing for her sake. They had a rich man to get a hold of her for his sake. And my wife had to get a hold of her for her sake. We're a family. We walk together in this life. But we're individuals before the Lord. I think the fruit of my heart was to get accepted the will of God.
You get the fruit of yours.
I thought to say it might be a little different for this woman.
I'm in peace, something. It's what God sent.
We have to take it for what it is. I'm in the body of heaven still.
And my wife doing a lot of riding this weekend.
You'd sit there and flick through station after station after station. There's different kinds of music. There's different kinds of talking.
There's different kinds of opinion. There's different kinds of everybody. And I said, I want you to listen to some of that other thing. And we got to listen to that one for all over heaven. I said, some of that old stuff, did you listen to me? And I said, you get your flesh stirred up. And I said, you feel just a little bit of pleasure for a season, ain't it? I said, a lot of people just riding on it. They're going through this world just for a little bit, for a little while. And that's all they care about. But boy, I've got to get the same long that I want to stroll over heaven with you. I said, you want to know what the difference is and all that other junk and this? It's got hope in it. The rest of it don't. The things of this world, the things of this life, they've got no substance. But the things of God are eternal. They've got some meat to them. They've got hope for them in this life. They've got joy in this faith. I'm glad when I met them people 12 years old.
I'm glad for. Listen, you can read that over there.
He's dealt every man a measure of faith. I told you, he gave Elisha plenty of times he could have turned around and went back.
He gave him plenty of times that
he didn't have to walk with him, he didn't have to go with him.
He wouldn't have been in Elijah's sight to where Elijah could have said, "Whoa, Elisha."
Now there come a day when Elijah called him out of the field over there.
Right.
And he told him, he said, here's the way I want you to walk. And every one of us is going to be brought out and showed the way. Mm-hmm. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts.
We're supposed to be coming out. The Lord showed you, you need to come out of where you were at. And I'm going to tell you, He'll walk with you for a season. And He'll show you the good path. But then He's going to say, it's up to you. You want to walk with Him? You want to just stay where you are? He wants you to come out where you're at.
But He won't force you.
But He wants you to come.
What do you want this morning? You want to go with Him? You won't stay where you're at.
Tell you about this man Elisha. I thought about this scripture a lot here lately, and I don't know exactly why, but I feel like I need to say this.
Yes, I told you, the Bible says, "Be not deceived, God's not mocked.
Huh? Sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption."
This man Elisha, after he received that mantle, he walked for the Lord.
He stood and he brought the word of God to a people that needed to hear it.
And one day he walked by these young children. You know what they chose to do? Instead of looking on him as the man of God that had the power of God on him, they mocked.
Don't you deceive yourself this morning and think you can sit back and when the word of God comes by your way, and you say, well, I'm not old enough yet, or I'm too old for that to come to me. And you sit back and you mock the Holy Ghost of God when it comes by your way. They were young children. But they was old enough to know better. If they hadn't been God, they would have been accountable in that day and sent out them sheep buyers down there and killed him. And well, that's just mean and cruel, preacher. Hey, that's the hand of God.
You don't mock God. You don't mock His Spirit. Be not deceived. Don't you fool yourself and think you'll get by with it.
You're on the path to hell.
That's not mocking.
I'm going to tell you what he'll do. He'll lay that mantle down there. And you'll see it plainly.
Well, I should have to search for it. He looked and there it was.
Don't think nobody's heart this morning. Let's stand.